number that has been disconnected or is no longer in service.
I'm Tom Van Howling.
And I'm Jeremy Kelly.
And we're with WRPR.
By the 1950s, they're in everybody's home. It's a crazy little thing they call a telephone.
Everywhere you look, people spend up to hours of the day on cell phones, calling, texting, surfing the internet, playing games, you name it. Now, as horrifying as it sounds, what if such a thing didn't exist?
I hate cell phones. You know what you're talking about, the texting.
We talked with Vanderbilt College senior Benjamin Owen, who himself uses cell phones only when he has to.
How much do you think people depend on technology nowadays?
Can't throw a stone without hitting someone that's either texting or playing games on their iPhone or listening to music on their whatever their portable device might be. It's seemingly everywhere. You can't avoid it.
We wanted a look at the other side of the coin, so we tracked down Janito Fucci, a 22-year-old college student who agreed to go a full day without the use of a cell phone.
What are some of the feelings that went through your head when you did not have your cell phone?
When I didn't have my cell phone, I missed the convenience of it because I have a smartphone, so I'm able to do many things on it. So I just missed it.
Did you feel like you were kind of disconnected from the world without your phone?
I don't want to say disconnected from the world, because, I mean, I still had conversations, not I only talked through my phone, but when I was, like, out, I definitely felt a little bit more vulnerable without a cell phone.
I'll probably use it a little less, because I do have a dependence on it. It's a lesson that you can make it without your phone. It's not that hard.
Would you ever choose to go a day without your cell phone again?
I would say no, only for the fact that I don't like being without a phone when I'm out driving, because I do have an old car and I break down a lot. So like that, I wouldn't, just because of that fact. Otherwise, I don't mind.
Nick Salter, a psychology professor at Randall Poe College, feels that cell phones are a necessary tool, but they can be overused.
What are your feelings towards cell phones? Do people use them too much?
I wouldn't say too much, because too much implies like it's a bad thing. I think that some people use cell phones a lot for helpful, productive, good, whatever reasons, you know, for work, for connecting with other people, establishing relationships. I don't think using your cell phone a lot is necessarily a bad thing, but I think people's, like, the inherent fear they feel when they lose their cell phone or their cell phone is removed from them, I think that can be problematic because it suddenly becomes this, like, attachment they have.
While most college students are dependent on their phones, others are trying to distance themselves from them, insisting that we can get on without them. We asked Ben Owen about this.
What are your thoughts on upcoming generations who have technical advancements that past generations didn't have, like iPhones and all that?
Oh boy. All I can think of is that little kids are growing up now with all this. We'll never know what our generation had to do to entertain themselves. We read magazines and we did these things, and we didn't need technology to do these things, and yet it's as if society is implying we need them or else you're screwed. I don't know how else to put it.
According to Yahoo News, from October to December 2011, a copywriting student in Chicago named Jake Riley decided his life was too controlled by technology, so he chose to go a full 90 days, not just without a cell phone, but email and social media in a personal journey he called the Amish Project. We don't ask people to replicate what Riley or Fucci did, but we want to put the issue of cell phone usage into perspective. It's a handy tool to have for emergencies. Do we go overboard with it? And could we adapt to a life without it? For WRPR, this is Jeremy Kelly
and Thomas Van Howling.
Heard from you.